Hello, everyone. Okay, I know you guys are a bit confused. It'll make more sense as we go on. But hey, everyone. My name is Junumi, and today I want to talk about insecurities. But first, I would like to share this with everyone. So, on this projector, this is a house. And if this works, this is Bob. Maybe Bob the Builder. I think we all know who that is. So, Bob built this house. Brick by brick, and it looks very lovely. It looks very cute. I love that. Definitely not Canva copy and paste. And now the house is built. Bob is carefully inspecting his lovely, amazing, looking so cool house, and he realizes something. Oh no, there is a wrong color brick, the gold brick, hopefully you can see that, among the red brick. What should we do now? Now, to the audience, I want to ask, does the placement of the gold brick make the house not a house anymore? Should Bob destroy it? Well, the answer to that lies in what we all like to call insecurities. You know, things that we're insecure of? I think we all have one or two. But do you know why I find it so interesting? To the point where I would make a whole speech out of it? Yeah, Junumi, why? Well, because insecurities have no set definition. What I literally mean by that is insecurities can, and this anxiety that you have over yourself could be about things that you have, things that you don't have, things that you wish to have, things that you once had, anything. Insecurities can be anything. And they're so strange, yet so unique, special to each individual. They could bring out the worst in you, yet create such a resilient version for yourself. They could make you hate yourself to the point of insanity and yet make such a beautiful person out of you. Basically, either they make you or they break you. But how do they do any of that? Firstly, I'll talk about how they break you. This is pretty straightforward. People desire things. They want things in life. But insecurities stand against this. They act as a proof of you not having this certain thing or achieving it. Simple. But then the question is, do you slowly start to become your own enemy as a result of all this loathing? Yeah, you do. Simple answer. I think we all know this. You hate yourself and you doubt yourself. The full cycle. So in reality, insecurity should be a pretty big concern for everyone. Okay, now this is the fun bit that I actually had really fun time writing. But even characters like Rumi and Mira from K-pop Demon Hunters, which we all know, it's a golden movie, by the way, and I totally recommend, have insecurities. If you basically think about it, the whole plot revolves around Rumi's insecurities of her being a half-demon. Sorry, not spoilers for the spoilers. I hope y'all already watched it, but it's really good. But you know what makes it such an interesting movie plot? This is coming from a media person, by the way. Well, it's her journey of being a person who hides everything about her to learning and growing to be able to share all she has with pride. A journey of self-love and a journey of acceptance, not just by herself, but also by others. So a totally cool movie plot. But let me explain it a bit more in real life terms. Maybe my terms. The more I grew up, the more that I realized that my insecurities shaped me. So much so that I was built ground up from my insecurities. All my flaws gave me these weird quirks that made me different from others. Individuality, if you will. The self that I know wouldn't even harm a leaf because she was scared of hurting its feelings only became a reality because of her insecurities. I learned and I grew along with them. I understood how dangerous my mentality was on myself and I changed. I stopped being so quiet and started expressing myself. So I changed. And most importantly, I started loving myself for change, all because of my insecurities. Then I learned that this is a very common thing. These insecurities only play the enemy in your life for your own benefit. They're your secret supporters lurking around in the shadows, but always having your back. I realized that a person with self-doubt ultimately has character. They know that they face challenges in life, and they know that this allows them to become good people. To face life with confidence and courage, eventually to make the change and be the change. Everyone who has had these small ups and downs know that all it takes is acceptance to bring out that better version of you. So yeah, now if you go back to Bob and his cute little house, I think it is safe to say that we found an answer to his question. Bob should keep his house. He shouldn't destroy this amazing looking, wonderful, beautiful thing. He should cherish it. Maybe even accept the gold brick. Because he has not realized that the gold brick not only makes his house look cool and amazing, but also makes him feel special inside. And so should you. Regardless of your age, gender, experiences, or even looks, you should now be able to see that there's so much more to insecurities than what bestows the eye. And I also hope that maybe, just maybe, that you will be able to accept yourself and your insecurities, slowly but surely. So to wrap it all off, if there's any message that I want to bring out from this speech, then that is to love all your insecurities. I know that it'll be a long and strenuous process. I promise you, it took me so long to accept myself just the way I am. But remember, your insecurities make you. They make your past. And they will definitely 100% make your future. To hate them is just a waste of your effort. Why would you? You have better things to do, I'm pretty sure. Because living with the insecurities isn't about hating them, but growing with them, learning with them, and accepting them at the end of the day. Thank you, everyone. My speech is over.